morning to our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Butcher away at the moment, heading down to Adelaide, the city of the churches, a bit later on today to talk about some water about the Murray Darling. Mate, you've been a bad boy or something? You got to go to church? What's the go?
Well, good morning, everyone. Morning, Hamo. It's one of those things of the job. We look after the Murray-Darling Basin here in Queensland at the start of it. So I'm heading down to, we have a minister's committee meeting today talking about water and talking about Murray-Darling Basin. So we thought we'd head on down and talk to the South Australian cohort down there and have a look at where the water from Queensland ends up out in the mouth. So obviously it's been very controversial over the last few years. So,
yeah, hasn't it?
With the federal government and the states, we're trying to fix it. So it's all be a good trip just to see how it's all going and what things we need to do to keep it flowing. You know?
All right. Well, keep us up to date with that, mate, when you get back.
Yeah.
Mate, some funding for the Gladstone Regional Council for the Kendi, the child building in Tallulah Street.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that you know, we fund the council, and we fund also GAPDL has interest in this. They get funding from the feds to keep this building supported.
Yeah.
Gives you know kids groups and parents you know a place to go where they can bring their kids and have a play on the playground and get you know some help if they need it. So you know it's great to tip in $124,000 to the Gladstone Regional Council to help support that facility. And, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to get that those services in that building in the new Phillip Street precinct when it's complete. So, yeah, it was just a good funding announcement last week that, you know, once again, the Queensland State Government is supporting, you know, those type of facilities to help the people of Gladstone.
Yeah, sure. Oh, well, that's good news, mate, and well done for that. Now, we're coming into winter. There's been a look at India at the moment. Gee, it's been shocking with the COVID and so forth. They're going through a second wave. They're in, you know, sort of cooler conditions. Queenslanders, do we need to be worried about all of this? Because the COVID seems to spread a lot quicker during winter, and it is coming into our flu season on top of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a couple of things we're still looking at. We're still trying to achieve this rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, which, as we know, has had its own difficulties. But I think it's starting to move forward now. But also people need to be mindful that just because you're looking to get a, particularly those older people in our community, that just because you've got a COVID vaccine doesn't mean that you won't catch the flu. So we're asking people to make sure it's probably more important this year than any other year to get that flu vaccine as well. And just be mindful, health advice is that if you're getting one or the other, you wait 2 weeks before you do that. So I did see a few of the chemists around town have got signs out saying that they're giving you know the flu vaccines now.
Yes.
So if you just pop into one of those or you go to your local GP, you'll be able to get that flu vaccine. So very important, because the last thing you want to be doing is getting the flu-like symptoms and then having to present to the fever clinics, and then, you know, obviously our hospitals are under pressure at the moment. A lot of people have been working
definitely
a lot of hours getting through this COVID. So yeah, if you happen to be able to get the opportunity to go and get a flu needle, very important. But, you know, obviously the big important story is still, you know, we're still in this pandemic. You still need to wash your hands. You still need to, you know, if you feel uncomfortable around a lot of people, wear a mask and just do all those, you know, sneeze and cough into your elbow and all those good things that kept us the flu season at bay last year.
Yeah, I see a few places are getting a bit slack with the having, you know, the sanitizer for people. Not a time for us to get slack. We still need to do that. I had a really bugger all people had the flu last year because we were so clean with everything.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, you'd be like my wife. Hello, Teresa.
Oh, you're going to cough it when you get back, yes.
It was a birthday on Monday, so I'll give her a birthday shout-out too while I'm at it. But, you know, everywhere we go, she's got her own little personal stash of sanitizer. She just rips it out and we wash it, you know, give our hands once over before we eat or go, you know, have a drink or coffee.
So, yeah.
If you can do that, absolutely do that. If the facility doesn't have it, make sure you've got your own. So
happy birthday to your wife for Monday, mate. Yeah. Glad you didn't forget it. And just lastly, but quickly, the Check in Queensland app. Now, businesses have to have this by the beginning of May.
They do, yep.
Yes,
they do. And the amount of people that I've talked to that say, "Oh God, this is so easy and so simple now to do it." And if any businesses have got the radio on and are listening to this as well, the process is very, very simple.
It takes
about 15 minutes to do. You can print straight off the code that you need to swipe and have it out the front of your shop within 20 minutes. And it takes you, all you do is tap it and it just downloads all your information where you've been onto your own thing and you walk straight in. So none of that having to fill out your name, your address, your birth date, where you live, all that detail.
Yeah.
And I don't know about many other listeners, but ever since I've been doing it, my email inbox has been just filled up with all the rubbish that comes with it. So this is an app that won't share any details of anyone. This is a Queensland government app. It's kept in our services. And none of the information is shared with anyone. So, it's a lot safer. You don't get spam coming through every day. So,
yeah, so good. It does, yeah. It holds all your information. You just click and bang, off you go.
Right. Absolutely.
Businesses, you need to have that by the 1st of May. And for everybody else, if you're on Apple, if you've got an Apple iPhone, you can download it through the app library, and on Android phones through Google Play. Would that be right?
That's correct.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Butch, I better let you go. Go off to the City of the Churches for you to be a good boy. And we'll catch up. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Thanks, Emma. Good on you, mate.
Good on you. There's our stuff.